30 tons. You know, that's 60,000 pounds.
Jesus.
That was a lot to stuff in that little
rowboat.
That's
a big party, man.
That was a little rowboat. But, well, you know, you gotta pat the Coast Guard and the Navy on the back, you know. It's a big ocean out there.
It's true.
You know, it's like an ice cream stick. It's like a popsicle stick floating around in a bathtub.
Probably even smaller than that if you really think about it.
Yeah, I know.
Like a needle.
You know, I've seen footage of, like, these rescue missions, and, you know, I could see, what, you know, when people get stranded out to sea, if the water's a little choppy, you know, even with a life jacket, you can't see them, you know, especially when they're sleeping.
Yeah, I do know a lot about that, because actually, I'm actually going to be quitting the show probably in the next 3 or 4 months, because I'm going to become a crab fisherman.
I heard you can make a lot of money.
I was inspired by The Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, you're going to go.
I could see myself out on the boat. What do you think?
Well, you should try the Alaska. They pay you. You know, they say you make a lot of money, you know, if you survive the trip.
I haven't decided yet if it was going to be, you know, crab fishing or an ice road trucker. But one of those I'm going to do.
I can't believe. Now I just saw that they have a reality show. They had it on the trucker. What did I see a commercial for yesterday? No, they did it on the loggers.
Yeah.
They did it on
the truckers. Oh, I know what you're talking about. The guys at the ports with the shipments coming in?
No. Okay. They're going to do a reality show.
Their catchphrase is, "You got to know your ship."
Well, they got reality shows for everything.
For everything. We should do a reality show. Behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Nah, forget it. Too sure. much work.
What are you talking about? I hope nobody from GFL's listening. Hey, Billy, that's what we should do. Do it 24/7. We'll get a camera over there. We'll have like R2-D2 camera following us around, you know. But anyway, Keith's going to join us in a little bit, and Joe Santaquito from The Ring Magazine is scheduled to join us in a little bit as well. Got some stuff to ask him. One of the things is there trend. There's a trend going on. Some people are throwing away their titles like they're worth what they are sometimes with all of these diluted titles. But Calazaghe jumped into that pool of champions that are vacating their title, a la Chad Dawson, for bigger and better things. And Joe Calazaghe vacated his WBO title yesterday, so which means the number one and number two rated fighters in the super middleweight division will fight for that WBO title. And it's been announced that the purse bid is out. It's scheduled for July 22nd, and number one rated Carly Balze and number two rated Jean Pascal.
Either way, it's not a very
Mr. Pascal.
Tough guy name.
We'll fight for that title. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes on that. The other thing is, tonight we got some big fights, if you want to call it that. A couple of big guys, some overweight guys, as in James Toney. But, you know, Rachel Charles, another one of our beautiful, she's a media person, PR person. Good friend of mine. She always hooks me up with, you know, great press seats when I need it. Gave her a call because she's good friends with James Toney, and I asked her, you know, what the skinny was. You know, we've been hearing all the stuff on Rockman through Marshall Kaufman, thanks to Keith, and Rachel told me, as a matter of fact, she told me early this morning, which incidentally she's on the West Coast, so she, you know, I asked her. What are you? Either you're coming in now late, or you're getting up real early because it's, you know.
Let me guess, coming in late.
No, she's working on some stuff. So she, you know, in this business, we have a tendency to stay up all hours of the night. That was like one time with Mark Abrams. I'm emailing, sending out some emails at 3 a.m. and all of a sudden he replies to me instantly. I'm like, I thought I'm the only idiot up. Anyway, Rachel Charles, who's going to celebrate a birthday Saturday, so I want to wish a happy birthday to Rachel. She's told me that James Toney looks great, that she thinks he's in the best shape that he's ever been. And, you know, she's good friends with him, so I hope it's not just a biased answer. But you know what? It sounds like it could be a great fight tonight on Fox Sports Network. It's scheduled to start at 11 p.m. Eastern time. You know, James Toney, Haseem Rahman, we've been promised that the loser is going to retire. You know, I hope they don't have a habit of breaking promises, because if we see him again...
Is that an ink?
Yeah, I hope so. But
that's always the worst when people do I quit matches and then don't quit.
Well, you know what? It's, you can't just blame boxers, because any sport...
Yeah, every sport. Like that. Wrestling does that.
Well, it's the perfect... Wrestling? I don't know if that's a sport.
What do you mean? Wrestling's not real?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you Jeff. Kidding?
I don't think so.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
Yeah, except for the Floyd Mayweather. You think he really, you know, had that little stool, he's jumping up. But that's a problem with a professional athlete. They sometimes don't know when to say when.
Favre.
Boxing's no different, right? Brett Favre, you know, he just, I don't know, he should, they're being mean to Brett. Old number four.
Take your walker and scram.
Old number quattro.
Take your wheelchair and amscray.
Yeah, but you know what? The sad truth is he's still
is good.
Yeah, he could perform at the
end. But not good enough to beat the Giants.
Which makes me sick. All right, I think it's time for break. It's time for break, okay?
Just want to say hi to Eli. No. Hi, Eli.
What are you doing?
Hope you're doing good today.
I'm going to mute you in a second, Eli. He makes me nauseous.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. The Billy C. Morning Show will be right back after this. Attention, all podcasters. Talking Boxing with Billy C. has set up a brand new podcast feed that will include new features and downloads every week. Even if you already subscribed to the podcast in the past, just go to
TalkinBoxing.com
and hit the subscribe banner today to enjoy the new feed. That's TalkinBoxing.com.
The fight's on us. GoFightLive.tv is your internet home for live and on-demand boxing video. Go to GoFightLive.tv to see great boxing action, including live fights, live daily webcams of fighters training and competing, video boxing shows featuring celebrities of today and yesterday, as well as boxing news, interviews, stats, and new innovative and exciting content added daily. Click on www.GoFightLive.tv. The fight's on us!
If you want your voice heard on Talkin' Boxing with Billy C., then call our hotline
at 845-228-8710.
Leave a voicemail, or you could just tell Billy C. that you like his mustache.
Should I ask you your opinion about this idea?
I'm just trying to give you the encouragement.
Listen, all I need from you is to make sure you don't hang up on people.
And if we like your call, we'll play it back on the air.
Billy, you have the knowledge and wisdom of boxing because of what you do and how well you do it.
Leave your name, hometown, and what you think of the show. 845-228-8710. We want to hear you.
Jeremy!
What's up? Look what Billy's got me doing now. He wants the limo. He wants the cigars. Now he wants his lunch catered.
What's up with this guy?
Dude, what are you doing, man?
I'm doing the website 24 hours a day. My phone's ringing. It's Billy.
Hey, you got the website updated?
TalkinBoxing.com. Got to download those podcasts, people.
If you want to contact the show as well, you could go there.
Contact page is everybody's email address.
And listen to some of the old guests. Don King, Roy Jones Jr.
Pretty much every Thursday morning, you can see who next week's show is going to consist
of. TalkinBoxing.com.
What happened? I said, what happened with that? Hey, good morning, everybody.
What happened with good morning, everybody?
You're listening to Billy C. Morning Show, only on Go Fight Live. And thanks to Jeremy, our producer. He probably had my mic open the whole time, so I apologize for all the
That's
people.
That's happened once.
All the people I might have offended out there.
Billy talks way too much smack during the breaks for me to keep mics on.
What's up, Keith?
Oh, not much, gentlemen. How are you all this morning?
Oh, wonderful. We're in concert form, and you know, we've been singing and dancing. And
I heard you earlier.
The girls should be coming here soon.
Now I know why you do a boxing show.
Yeah, well,
you heard you singing before.
I thought I was doing a boxing show to, you know, get a free breakfast out of these guys every now and then. But we just had the VP of talent support on the phone a little while ago. We woke Cecil's butt up. And he's not too happy with it. So I'm expecting this phone to ring any minute from DK.
I'm getting text messages, you know, but I'm not even checking them.
They're going to be mad, I know. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to say, screw it, Keith. Screw it. I don't care what the brass says. And speaking of which,
sometimes you got to break a few eggs, right?
That's right.
And to make an egg sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. I wish they would.
Get your ass in the kitchen and start cooking.
I wish they would break a few eggs. I wish they would break a few eggs and put them between an English muffin or a nice roll and send them up here.
I don't even like eggs, but I'd eat them right now. I'm so hungry.
But anyway, you know, while I'm at it, I mean, since they're already PO'd at me, I might as well let a cat out of the bag. Might as well. Something that we've been working on, and it's not official yet, but it's pretty damn close. We're going to be bringing Gleason's on as Gleason's famed gym in New York City. Actually, that's a Billy C. Blonde moment. I'm like, hey, Bruce, what's up? Yeah, you know, cause I've known Bruce for a while. I honestly haven't been to Gleason's in a really long time. And I doubt I would have found it yesterday because I thought it was in Manhattan. Guess
no,
what?
It's, Bronx,
it's in
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, you know, so no wonder why I haven't been there in a while. I forgot how to get there. But anyway, yeah, I was a little late, like 2 hours. but anyway, we're trying to get a show coming from Gleason's. And Keith, you know, the reason why I even bring it up is because this is how cool Gleason's is, really. I'm there talking and checking out, you know, where we want to set cameras and what rings. You know, they got several rings. And here's the types of people that just happen to either be there training or walked in to start training. You know, Paulie Malignaggi walks in, right? We had Alicia Ashley, some other female world champions. I can't even name all of them. And there's this one guy working out in the gym. Working out in the ring, and he looked familiar, and I thought he was someone else, so I went over, I started talking to his trainer. Derek Rossi's sitting in there, a heavyweight contender who's trying to get a fight pretty soon. And, you know, with all the people that were scheduled to come out during the day, you know, you never know who's going to walk in there, you know? I mean, it's pretty cool, really.
It's a world-famous place, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get Bruce's newsletter all the time, and we talk occasionally, and he's always got something going on out of Gleason's.
He's got a cool thing that he puts on every year. It's a boxing fantasy camp that we're also going to try to get involved with GoFightLive.tv, where people, you know, it's like any other fantasy camp. They
you going to send me?
Not you.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know what?
Thanks,
maybe,
Bill.
Maybe we should send Keith. What do you think? You think we should send Jeremy?
That wouldn't last 2 minutes.
You know, his fantasy. But anyway,
you send Jeremy. I'll send Mike and give him a message.
Hey, listen.
Shutting me off, Jeremy.
we got the fight tonight. We got a couple of decent fights going on tonight. You know, that we've been talking about a little bit. James Toney and Haseem Rahman. You had mentioned that from your friend Marshall Kaufman that Haseem looks great. And I, you know, talked to another friend of yours, Rachel Charles from Charles Media, gave me an inside scoop this morning. She happened to have been up. And she said, to tell you the truth, James Toney has not looked better. He's in great shape. He's been having a great camp. So, you know what? We might be, you know, we've been kidding around and knocking both of these guys. I know I have. I shouldn't say we. I know I have. And you know what? This might be a good fight, Keith.
Yeah, you know, Rockman weighed in yesterday morning before he went and ate breakfast. And, you know, I mean, you know, there's not really a weigh-in for heavyweights. It's just a
formality.
It's a technicality. Yeah, it's more like a second press conference.
Right.
And he got up yesterday at 2:36. By the time he had breakfast and lunch and then went to the weigh-in, he was 244,
right? Yeah.
You know. So he's in good shape. And James Toney come in at 2:26, which is about 8 pounds lighter than his last fight.
Now, how tall is Rahman? How tall is he? Is he 6'2"?
6'2", 6'3". Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, now, again, you know, I've been real critical of Haseem lately, but he's the mold. He's the heavyweight mold. You know, 6'2", 6'3", 240 pounds. I mean, that's what we get in heavyweights now.
That's what people want. You know, unfortunately, the days of the 6 foot, 195 pound, you know, heavyweights over.
Nah, I know. That's why, like we were saying yesterday when we were running out of time about the cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
You know, I think in time people will accept it the way I have and the way we should, but we'll see.
You know, you can't accept, here's the thing, you can't accept the cruiserweight division until the guys that start doing well in the cruiserweight division stop going to the heavyweights, like David Haye.
Yeah, well, speaking of David Haye, you know, I read a snippet about Oleg Moskayev. He is making a return, but it's right. not against David Haye. It's against Robert Hawkins, a journeyman fighter, which, you know, gives me an indication that, you know, Moskayev is doing the same thing. He's going to, you know, fight a couple of tune-up fights and then try and get another shot. But what happened with Haye?
Let me tell you something. Anybody who considers Robert Hawkins a tune-up fight's an idiot, okay? And if Moskayev is picking Robert Hawkins, you know, and taking him lightly, he's going to get stopped because Robert Hawkins is a tough guy. I've put him in a few fights, and, you know, he was in nowhere near as good a shape and conditioning. He's hooked up with Vinny Scalpino, our buddy, who's got a couple of world champions. He's been with Vinny now since 2004. I put him in a fight in 2004 with Naji Shahid, a kid that went up against the Klitschko brothers, and they did six rounds in Whippany, New Jersey. It went by in about a minute and a half. They just stood there and slugged it out the whole time. And in the last 4 years, Hawkins has stopped and upset a couple of people. He's lost some not so well judged fights. Moskayev's he's getting up there. He's a little long in the tooth, you know.
Well, the fight is supposed to take place in September. I guess they have a date already, September 6th. And rumor has it that it's going to take place in Red Square in Moscow, Russia. They don't have they don't have any TV for that. You know, maybe we should.
They probably don't want to have any TV for that. You know.
Well, maybe we should get Go Fight Live to bring us all to Russia. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't go to Russia.
Yeah, they'll bring us there. We just got to find our own way back.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I gotta worry about GFL if they tell us, yeah, man, come on, we'll take you to Russia. You know, we'll feed you, we'll put you up. Okay. You know, we still haven't seen the limo to pull up with a pterodactyl like the Fred Flintstone airplane. You know, but I don't know. That would, you know what? I mean, I thought Moskayev. I don't think he should come back. I mean, I thought that he was, you know, definitely saw his better days. But you know what, Keith? All in all, the condition of the heavyweight division right now.
Everybody wants to come back.
Right, right.
You know? I mean, that's the whole problem with the heavyweight division. It's so wide open still. Nobody, you know, except for the title itself, which I think is in pretty decent hands, even though most people don't. But, you know, everybody wants to be back in the mix because basically you can be 105 and in a walker and still place in the top 10.
Another fight we got tonight on ESPN2, Wednesday night fights. Oscar Diaz against Delvin Rodriguez.
Good fight.
Very good fight.
Yeah.
Two good fights on tonight. Well, Wednesday night.
Both of those fights is going to have, you know, want to prove a point. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a toss-up fight.
Yeah, they both came in a little bit overweight. They both lost their overweight about an hour later. So, you know, they're both ready to roll. Our buddy Joe DeGuardia, Star Boxing's doing that out of Texas, I believe. So, I'm anxious to see that. And then another thing in quick news, what a last-minute replacement for our buddy Yuri Caucus Gamboa for Friday night. Now he's facing former WBO title challenger Al Seager. Was that the original fight for that?
No. Gamboa was fighting a kid that was 25-6, if I remember correctly. This is a new deal, and Al Seager. Now, this is, to me, it's a better fight too.
For us,
yeah,
it's
a much better fight for us because Al Seager's no slouch.
No. But you know, I mean, I loved his team for taking the. I mean, they're basically making a statement here. They are willing to fight anybody with this kid. And for anybody that hasn't seen him, if you tune in Friday and watch him, You'll see why, all of the hoopla. I love him. I can't, You know, I can't say enough about him. I tell you, the only other fighter that excited me as much as he did is the Baby Bull Diaz.
Right.
When he was coming, and that's another fight, him and Casitas, that I can't wait to see. That's gonna be a brawl. And you know what, Keith? One other thing we'll talk. You know what? We got to take a break right now. We're gonna have Joe Santaquito on from the Ring Magazine, and then when you and I come back, I want to talk about what's going on. What's this trend with these guys that are vacating belts? Now Joe Calazaghe vacated his WBO title a couple of days ago. I don't even remember if we got a chance to talk about it, but Chad Dawson getting rid of his belt to fight Antonio Tarver. A lot of political movings and with this kind of stuff, and basically the fighters are making more money by doing so. So there's got to be pros, but I'm sure there's some cons. So we'll talk.
I'll have an update. I spoke with Francisco Lorenzo's people yesterday, and I'll have an update on that too when we get back.
Great. All right, Keith, we'll call you in a few minutes, and everybody else, we'll be back in two.
Would you rather hear this?
Down goes Frazier. Down
or
goes
this?
The
Billy C. Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you sports bettors out there. Before you bet on the big fight, call the Billy C. Prediction Tip Line at 888-NEVER-WRONG. That's 1-888-NEVER-WRONG. You'll get in-depth analysis.
Sam Langford.
Hours of research broken down in layman's terms.
I think that a guy like Thompson, at least physically, has a shot, and I think that's Klitschko's one of his biggest problems, that he's basically too nice of a guy.
And most importantly, our 100% guaranteed fight prediction.
This big weekend, remember you heard it here first, Tony Thompson's going to knock out Klitschko.
In fact, if Bill picks the wrong winner, he'll pay you back double, personally out of his own bank account.
I'm predicting Tony Thompson to upset Klitschko, and I think that he's going to knock him out.
You can't lose. Don't be a fool. Call the Billy C. Fight Prediction Hotline today at 888-NEVER-WRONG and be a winner.
You've heard those other sports talk radio shows.
Tomorrow's game will be the first meeting between the two. Beating both will be the game three at 3 p.m. It seems every week they have a player. Oh, no.
Talkin' Boxing with Billy C. will give you the latest news, results, upcoming fights, interviews with today's upcoming boxing stars every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. for 2 hours.
Passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
It's Talkin' Boxing with Billy C.
The fight's on us. GoFightLive.tv is your internet home for live and on-demand boxing video. Go to GoFightLive.tv to see great boxing action, including live fights, live daily webcams of fighters training and competing, video boxing shows featuring celebrities of today and yesterday, as well as boxing news, interviews, stats, and new innovative and exciting content added daily. Click on www.GoFightLive.tv. The fight's on us.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Billy C. Morning Show. My mic, is it on? You sure about that?
I'm positive.
All right. Only on GoFightLive.tv. And right now, waking him up again on Wednesday, Joe Santaquito. Joe, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you making out today? Sorry we got to wake you up so early, but hey, you know, we need to know what's going on at the ring, so we got to call you.
Doing good.
You know, my first question for you this morning is about the heavyweight champion, Vladimir Klitschko. What's going on with him? You know, I mean, he doesn't seem to get the recognition he deserves. And I know myself, I'll be honest, I'm a little critical of his talent. I mean, I'm not going to knock his punching power. I mean, you know, nobody could say that he doesn't have power. But, and he's got a great jab, you know. But there's something missing with him, and I can't put my finger on it. I know he does great things in the Ukraine and Germany, and people, he's as popular there as shoes are here in the States. But either they're not marketing him correctly here or something. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we touched on this last week. I mean, people
want to be excited. People want to be stirred up, you know, by their heavyweights, and that's something that right now Klitschko is still lacking. I mean, he's not, you know, he ended the fight with one punch, and I don't know if I could put all the blame on Klitschko Saturday as much as Tony Thompson, who just stopped fighting.
Yep.
He just did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. We the magazine at the ring, we kicked Mr. Thompson to oblivion in our ratings. We dropped him. We had him at 9, I believe. We had him at 9, and booted him. So he's out. And what we did was move John Ruiz, I kind of cringe when I say that, from 10 to 9, and we inserted Chris Arreola in at 10. And then it's funny, I was watching the fight with some fighters, and again, we were all waiting for that one punch. It was a thoroughly dominant performance by Klitschko, but you can kind of tell, though. I mean, if Klitschko, you can either, you know, you can almost blow on him. And he's got to back up a step or two. He's so cautious of things. And Thompson took absolutely no initiative whatsoever. And Klitschko stopped him in the 11th. But then again, though, also you saw something in Klitschko in that 11th that he could have done in the 10th or the 9th, you know, and that's basically step up his attack and go after it. People want to see heavyweights that go after it, and I mentioned that a second ago, because it's something that Chris Arreola has proven that he can do. Now, I don't know if he's taking on Vladimir Klitschko tomorrow or next month or even next year. He still needs some work, but he is also, though, a kind of a guy, from what I know, what I've seen of him, that will go after it, that will turn around and will try to make a fight and will try to knock people out.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. Klitschko is definitely overcautious. But, you know, nothing for nothing, but it looked to me, especially after the first round, that Tony Thompson, should he have let his hands go and at least put a little bit of the power behind his punches, could have gotten to Klitschko. He seems vulnerable, you know, and a guy like Chris Arreola, who, you know, I'm not really on, to be honest with you, Joe, I'm not really on the Arreola bandwagon yet. I give him all the credit for being aggressive and everything. And a guy like him that does come to fight and does, you know, put it to you, I think he gives trouble to Klitschko just for that reason, because of Klitschko's overcautiousness.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, he's right now at the Arreola stage, he's kind of a hit or miss kind of a guy. I think he's capable of being outboxed. But again, he's going to come at you. He's going to continue to engage you and force you to fight. Really, Klitschko didn't have to do too much of anything against Tony Thompson. Someone I know, who I highly respect, even kind of suggested, I say and stress, suggested, it looked as if Thompson had thrown the fight. And again, I say that's a suggestion. I'm not saying that Tony Thompson did throw the fight. I'm just saying that it appeared to be as if he was completely disinterested, and here he's in, you know, in with the opportunity of a lifetime, and did nothing to help himself. So I don't know exactly. You know, like I said, we booted him. The magazines, you know, we decided, we looked at the, and I'm even thinking, as the fight's taking place, this guy has to go. We have this guy ready. This guy has to go. This guy has to go. This guy has to go. He's not doing a thing. And after each round, though, you hear his corner people saying, you know, you got to let your hands go. You got to do this. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. There was a sense of urgency by the corner, but no sense of urgency whatsoever by the fighter.
And he kept saying, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Trust me.
Yeah, you know, and I thought he was playing possum and he was going to turn it on. I mean, that's what I was waiting for, but... I said it.
He collected, he had a big payday, and he passed go and, you know, collected his money, and I think that's the extent of maybe what he wanted to do. You know, that's all he wanted to do.
I think when he reviews the tape, and I've said this, I think if he when he reviews the tape, if he hasn't already, it's going to really hit home that that he missed a great opportunity. Well,
yeah, and I don't know if he's going to get it again, too. But, I mean,
no,
really
no.
Wanna, does anyone really want to see Tony Thompson again?
I don't
know. In a fight, you know?
Not unless all of a sudden he becomes an aggressive fighter, and I don't see that happening. But also in other heavyweight, tonight we got one that, you know, I will admit, I make no qualms about it, that I was uneven. I wasn't even the least bit interested in this fight until I started hearing in the last few days that, you know, both James Toney and Haseem Rahman apparently are in great shape. They've had, both of them have had great camps, and it looks like this might be a decent fight. I just hope that that what they say in the press, that, you know, whoever loses is going to finally retire. I just hope that comes to pass, but I think we might see a great fight tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it a little bit. As a matter of fact, up until you bring it up, but I'm supposed to be on the cutting edge of things, supposed to be aware of it. I even completely forgot about it up until, you know, watching the All-Star game last night. And, geez, I mean, I feel that was almost like seconds ago the All-Star game just finished.
I think it did.
Yeah. But, there's a curiosity here. I mean, we're both boxing people, and there's a curiosity to see where these guys both are at this stage, and then certainly the twilight stages for both of them in their careers. And whoever loses, it's almost like one of those pro wrestling things: lose and go home, lose and retire type of match.
Yeah,
and that's what this reeks of. But other than that, though, I mean, the winner, the loser, they're both at stages in their careers where, and again, Bill, they were both in opportunities where they could have stepped up, they could have taken advantage of the situation, they could have done something, and neither of these guys did anything. They both underachieved, and right now that's why they're in the position that they're in, where they're fighting on TV, and I believe it's free TV this evening. Not on pay-per-view, not on one of the big cable networks.
Fox Sports.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun to tune into for a second. We'll put it this way. I mean, it's one of those deals where if I'm out, I'm going to set my tape recorder to the fight. I'm certainly not going out of my way to sit down and watch it, like I'll admit, which is what I did on Saturday, in terms of the Klitschko fight.
Well, it's tough. These fights on Wednesday nights that come on 10, 11 o'clock, it's tough for me, especially with time I got to wake up for this morning show, and I miss them. And then I have a hang up, you know. I like watching, you know, fights that have taken place before, but not so soon.
You say Fox tonight with Toney and Rahman. No ESPN fights this weekend?
No. ESPN, that's the next one I wanted to ask you, but, you know, I got about 2 minutes, but ESPN has got a great fight on, Delvin Rodriguez and Oscar Diaz fight on ESPN 2 out of Texas.
Okay.
Now, that's a good fight. You know,
you know what? That's interesting. Now, that is a fight person's fight.
Right.
That is something there. To see, again, to measure where these guys are at this stage of their career. But it's also, Bill, it says that, you know, it means more. Obviously, it means more to these two than what things mean to Rahman and Toney, who, to be frank with you, I don't think anybody really cares about anymore.
Well, you know what it is? You know, like the Rodriguez-Diaz fight, you know, they are fighting for a USBA welterweight title. They're a hot division. Welterweight is hot. I mean, with the exception of the heavyweight division, we are blessed in the boxing business. I mean, all the divisions seem hot except the heavyweight division. And here we actually are giving time to a James Toney, Haseem Rahman fight. But the sad truth is the winner of that fight, you're going to start hearing him, his name being mentioned for title shots.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. That shouldn't happen.
No, but it's gonna. You know that, right? I mean,
yeah.
One of the champions will definitely want to fight them. I mean, it appears to be a payday. And then, like, if Rahman comes out on top, you know, remember he had one good lucky punch with Lennox Lewis. I mean, who's to say he couldn't land one on Bellamy?
Whoever wins this, and it's a real nice fight, and it's a deserved payday for them, for either Toney or Rahman to win up tonight, to fight David Haye. Let's see what David Haye has to offer. David Haye's the future of the heavyweight division.
See, I don't know about that, Joe. I think he's been a talker. I think he could have went down in history as being one of the greatest cruiserweights ever. I think that his chin is going to be exposed. Like, even Moskaev, there was all kinds of rumors that him and Moskaev were going to fight. Now, that's been confirmed that Moskaev is fighting Robert Hawkins in September. So, you know, where is David Haye? How come we haven't seen him in the ring? Yeah,
Quote unquote big fillies. He's going to be fighting him.
Yeah, he's fighting Robert Hawkins.
Oh boy.
In Russia. Oh boy. You know, so there was all kinds of rumor that David Haye was going to fight him. I mean, David Haye has been talking some smack, but we haven't even seen him in the ring yet.
I have, and I like what I've seen so far.
As a heavyweight recently.
As a heavyweight, okay. No, I haven't. Well, actually, he had that one fight at heavyweight, but he fought a guy that was a little bit overweight, and David, I think, had a case of the jiggles that night. And what I mean by that is, you know, you got that when you're a little bit overweight, you got that little excess flab there that tend to jiggle when you throw a punch or get out of the way of a punch.
That happens to me when I walk.
It happens to me when I sit. But I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to reach out and put my eggs in the David Haye heavyweight basket.
Wow.
I see and hear where you're coming from. And I'll tell you what, I agree with where you're coming from. But it is such a desperate state that the heavyweights are in that here is a guy that you do have to admit will go after. Here's a guy that does have a knockout punch. And the fun thing about Haye right now is he is at that all or nothing. Either I'm going to get a knockout or he's going to get knocked out.
He's excited. He's excited.
And I'm sorry?
He's exciting. That's what you love about him.
And the interesting thing is, I'll tell you what, whoever wins the fight between Tony and Rockman, that is a great, great introduction fight for David Haye.
Yep.
I mean, it plunges him. It does more for Haye than I think it does for the winner of the Rockman-Tony fight. Say, hey, you know, Haye stops them. I'll tell you what, David Haye starts with the winner of the Rockman-Tony fight. In my opinion, that would immediately plunge him somewhere in the lower ranks, or maybe towards the center of our ring heavyweight rankings. I would go as far as saying that, because it would be an accomplished victory over an accomplished opponent. And who's to say it wouldn't have an opposite effect on, again, we'll say, Tony Rockman winner against Haye. Say if the Tony Rockman winner turns around and stops Haye, whether it be Tony or Rockman. That would plunge them back into the ranks of the heavyweight division. So it's a win-win. I think it's a win-win for anyone, because Haye needs to be tested, because people have to find out what Haye has to offer. And let's see what Tony or Rockman, the Tony Rockman winner, has left after the nice fight.
Nah, you know what? I agree with you, and I hope that's a good move. But, Joe, listen, as usual, we love having you on the show, and we hope to count on you again next week.
Certainly, my pleasure.
Great. So you can count on a wake-up call from smiling Jeremy C. You know.
All right, I'm counting down the days. I will be going to Kodo and Margarito in Vegas, so it's something I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah, well, next week you can give us a preview on that fight, and you know, we'll be waiting to hear that.
Very good. Okay.
All right. All right. Have a good day, man.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Joe Santaliquido from The Ring Magazine. Great insight. We're going to take a short break, and we'll have Keith right back.
A little too much fun last night. Keep it here. It's the Billy C. Morning Show on GoFightLive.tv. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we bring you Talking Boxing with Billy C. We think you'll learn something and maybe even have a good laugh.
I wish one of your guys had children before I could kick them in the I had a stomp on their before you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I had.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem, turn off your station.
You can't last 2 minutes in my world. Look at you scared now, you home. Scared of the real.
Make sure you kick me good with those big
lips. It's Talking Boxing with Billy C.
The
The fight's on us. GoFightLive.tv is your internet home for live and on-demand boxing video. Go to GoFightLive.tv to see great boxing action, including live fights, live daily webcams of fighters training and competing, video boxing shows featuring celebrities of today and yesterday, as well as boxing news, interviews, stats, and new innovative and exciting content added daily. Click on www.GoFightLive.tv. The fight's on us.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Billy C. Morning Show, only on GoFightLive.tv. Keith, you with me?
I'm here, Bill.
Hey, I don't want to jinx it, but Jeremy hasn't hung up on anybody yet. Not, you know, I keep telling you, to be honest with you, it is you. You're the only one, really, Jeremy. You know that? You know what, Jeremy?
Bill, you know what? I hate to pull back the curtain, but I've never hit a button.
I know.
It's Keith's phone.
I know. You've never hit a button.
All this time, hey. Keith's been hanging up on us.
Hey, Keith, he's never hit a button. That's why he's...
You're fired.
But anyway, so what's going on with these title belts? Why is everybody vacating their belts, Keith?
Well, they're picking and choosing who they... You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, these sanctioning bodies need fighters more than fighters need them, you know? And there's a lot of guys building careers out there, you know, based on ring rankings. You know, we just had Joe on, so, you know, some guys, Manny Pacquiao went quite a while without a belt.
You know what? You and I are, you know, we always kid about it, but we are so much on the same page all the time. I was going to wait for that last word to come out of your mouth, and I go, well, look at Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao was, you know, selling out arenas, making millions of dollars, and I think they, like, gave him, for a while there, he had, like, some federation title. I mean, I think they just gave him some belt. Here, quick, wear this belt, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, he didn't need the belts to make money, and you know, I can understand Dawson. You know, Dawson said, hey, you know, I give up this belt and go fight a 39-year-old title holder and get his belt. You know, I don't have to jump through hoops for a sanctioning body. And you know, that's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, the problem is there's so many. You know, there was a time when IBF and WBC were competing, and now you got the WBO and you got everybody else, and now it's like, you know, it's a capitalistic system out there.
You know, you're right. I mean, even I think Mayweather did something with belts too at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chad Dawson, I agree, that's a smart move for him. You know, he's like the guy that doesn't get the respect he should get. He had one bad outing, and all of a sudden, you don't even hear about the guy as much. And you're right, and he's going to beat Antonio Tarver. I mean, Tarver's, you know, seen his better days. And
well, you know, here's the other thing that happened. DeConu was supposed to fight Tarver. I mean, supposed to fight Dawson here, and then he got hurt in training camp. Then it went to a rebid on, you know, a rebid on the purse, and his promoter out of Romania won the purse bid, and now Dawson has to go to Romania, you know, which is probably like going to Germany to fight to retain his title. Now that was baloney.
Isn't Borat from Romania?
No,
go ahead. No, I was saying, I think of Romania, I think of Borat, you know, that movie?
Yeah. I'm a little older than you, I guess. I think of Nadia Comaneci, you know?
Yeah, of course, everybody knows her. She was, well, everybody our age knows her. She's only 25 now.
Yeah, right.
You remember how young she was? But anyway, go ahead.
You remember how little she was?
Yeah.
She's probably about 6'2 now, goes about 220.
No, you know, actually, a couple of years ago, I saw an interview with her, and she was, all kidding aside, fairly young, but she looked good. She looked good.
Well, but anyway. You know, but that's, you know, the sanctioning body should have said, hey, wait a minute. This fight was scheduled by Dawson's promoter here in the States. It needs to, you know, take place here in the States. It's not Dawson's fault. You got hurt during training camp.
Yeah, but how many times did that? How many times did Adrian and Chad not fight when they were supposed to? At least three, right? Was it three times?
Yeah, at least three times.
Yeah. Now I thought Dacanu was from. I thought he worked with Interbox for some reason, out of Canada.
I don't know. He might have at one time, you know.
Bob Miller, one of my friends, Bob Miller, who's a trainer and a great cut man, I believe he worked his corner, and he's pretty much with those. Oh God, Jeremy's killing me in here, Keith.
The great part about having this new studio in here set up, I can actually see you.
Oh, good.
Waving away the explosions.
I tell you, it's what are you doing? This is what I got to deal with here. This guy is too much. You know, he gets a couple of sound effects and he's dangerous, but it isn't. But he's fooling around now. That's the sound effect.
You know,
but
I'm upset today. I asked Bill for a raise and this was his response.
One thing.
No, he asked me for a raise and my response was,
"You're fired. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir."
But anyway.
You know what? One thing Joe said about, someone had relayed to him, they thought Thompson had thrown the fight. That's a little over the top. But listen, you know, there's a big difference fighting Vladimir Klitschko than fighting Dominic Gwynn and Krasniqi. You know, when that straight right comes, it ain't getting hit by Gwynn. It's getting hit by a mountain, you know? And I think that's what happened after the first round is Thompson ran into a couple of right hands and he said, "Oh God, these aren't these, you know, tomato cans I've been fighting. This is a world champion." And he knew what he was doing. He was trying to stay alive.
Well, some of those punches that he was throwing, Thompson, especially I can vividly remember some of the body shots. I mean, he was just like just tapping Klitschko's body. And in the first couple of rounds, it looked like he was, you know, that was his game plan, to go after the body. A lot of people have said that, you know, although nobody can say anything negative about Klitschko, his shape, I mean, the guy is like chiseled, yeah. You know. But the word on the street is that, you know, you work that body a little and you know, he doesn't like it. And you know
what bothers me about the word on the street is everybody talks about the word on the street, but when they get in the ring, nobody does it.
Right.
You know,
well,
they've been talking that crap for 7-8 years, and then they get in the ring, and you know they perform like Thompson, they perform like a Bragamoff, they like Brock. I mean, everybody talks a good game, but when they get, for some reason, when they get in the ring with the guy, they wind up on the canvas, and all that talk about how soft that body was doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I think that long, stiff, hard jab kind of makes them forget about that stuff. But anyway.
Wake up, it's time for the
It's Too Early
for a Trivia Question.
Jeremy's really not only is he destroying the air quality of this of this studio, he's really pushing us against the wall here. But you know what, I forget that we don't have enough time.
You forget, Pete, that you're on camera and everybody saw you point to me to hit the promo.
You just came over here and handed this to me. Everybody saw you hand this to me. I gave you the sign to hold up when you're ready. What does this say?
It just says, I am gay. Good job. You just held that up for everybody.
Anyway, yesterday's, let's give the answer to yesterday's Too Early for a Trivia Question. And again, I didn't get a winner on this.
Which means this was the prize.
Second time, and I'm not going to recycle it again. I'll just give the answer. You know, it wasn't that hard. I mean, go to BoxRec and look it up. But the question was, John L. Sullivan is considered to be the first gloved heavyweight world champion. Who did he beat and where? He won a 6-round decision over Dominic McCaffrey in Cincinnati, Ohio on August 29th, 1885 to become the first recognized world heavyweight champion and thus started the heavyweight lineage for that. Today, Wednesday, our Too Early for a Trivia question is, and here's another one, who is recognized as being the first world welterweight champion? Who's recognized as being the first world welterweight champion? Email me, Billy@talkinboxing.com, or call our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline, 845-228.
Some other numbers.
Yeah, what are the other numbers? 2810? 8710?
It's on talkinboxing.com. Yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah. I only say the number a million times. Yeah. What is it? 228-8710. 845-228-8710. The email's a little better. Billy@talkingboxing.com. And
this day.
All right. Hey, Keith, you know, he does use this one for everything, but he's got it right today. On this day, July 16th in 1947, Somebody Up There Likes Me, Rocky Graziano, knocks out Tony Zale in the sixth round in Chicago to win the world middleweight title. Was that the second one or the first one of that trilogy, Keith?
Second one.
The second, right? He lost the one in New York, and then they went to Chicago. He won that, and then he lost again to Zale back in New York, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Great fighter. You know, he was a character. He made...
He
was successful outside of the ring, doing the Midas commercials. He appeared in a lot of shows. You know what, Jeremy? This is bad. What did you eat? You know, it's not even funny, Keith.
Your coffee.
It might be worth it to have you come out here and just be subject to this. Better yet, maybe I'll send him out to you.
I'm already subject to it. I worked all day yesterday to get some good stuff for the show, and I'm get upstaged by Jeremy and his talking backside.
I can't put it aside. It's unbearable here. It is talking backside with
Jeremy C.
Give me a quick scoop.
Open a window and get a grip.
There's no window in the studio. They got us in a box here. Go fight. We got about 2 minutes. What do you got?
Well, Friday, the attorney returns the information. We'll know Friday whether Lorenzo's suing everybody involved with the Soto mishap. They've got some pretty good precedent set. I mean... this is not the first time it's happened. Jose reminded me that it actually happened to Roy Jones.
Hey, so, let me just ask you one question. Now, I know what the WBC is ruling, but on the books as far as the fight goes, it still is in the books as a win for Lorenzo, or is it
that's
a no
contest? Correct. It's still in the books as a win.
Okay.
So that's why they're going at him. You know, they're going at him. Pat English is going at him full force, it looks like. And I'll have a bigger update, and I'll actually have a interview that we can play on the air Friday.
Well, save some stuff for tonight, Talking Boxing with Billy C. You know, remember that show?
All the stuff I was going to use this morning before, Jeremy started playing his music. I'll stay for tonight.
That sounds good. So anybody that's, you know, interested in actual boxing news, tune in to the Talking Boxing with Billy C show tonight because Jeremy won't be here, and all we get from Eric is a frequent, you know, belch, which is pretty bad, but at least he doesn't, you know, eat like salami or something.
Hey, I just fart. Bill's the one that brings it up.
Hey, all I can say is...
You're fired.
All right, Keith. I'll talk to you a little later. Everybody else, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel, only on GoFightLive.tv. You just listen to the Billy C. Morning Show, and have yourselves a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.